You're listening to NoAgendaStream.com. All talk, no commercials, no agenda.
In the morning, this is Gitmo Slave, and this is Napu. Live with me is Mr. Oil, and today we have some interesting news for you. So hang out with us in Napu and in the chat room. In the morning.
In the morning, Gitmo Slave. How are you doing?
Oh, not too bad. Allergies a little bit today, but otherwise, the great pickle caper this morning, I was telling you earlier, had some excitement, got woke up early this morning to find the back window of our van smashed in and pickles, yes, pickles, lined up all over the bumpers and on the roof. I really don't know what that was about, but it was pretty interesting. Anyway,
we got pickled,
apparently, in not the fun sort of way. So how you doing?
Well, I went straight from the beginning, right off the bat, as you might want to say, I want to experiment something. Now, I know we haven't got a huge audience right now, but what I would like to ask, can anybody, or if all of you would like to test it out, here is an open source project for No Agenda. Now, as you're aware, we've been working on this and without much progress. Now, here's what you can do. Go to www.nagradio.com. This is a new portal for No Agenda, whether it's chat, whether it's stream, whether it's podcasts, whether it's a schedule of the shows, whether it's affiliated links, and the rest. Or where you want to get some books from Amazon, there's also a plug for that. And my point being, and why I'm opening this site now to public, is it's halfway done. Now, this being a No Agenda community, and it's being what listeners and guys like you or gals, sysadmins, do, I thought, well, hold on, why should I do it like I like it? Why not open it up and see what people want to change it like? So, this is how it goes. Have a look. If you think you can contribute, and if you want to comment on it, make sure your comments are creative and directive. So, if you want to design or add graphics or change the content or amend this or edit the CSS or any way in the productive to increase the productivity of the site, then please contact us. You can actually the contact us button works. Yes, it does. You put your name there, your email, subject, and your message, and it will get to us. And yes, the creative and productive comments are most welcome. Now, if you want to say, oh, I don't like it, well then, yeah, okay, I'll read it and I'll say, okay, well, don't like it, don't go there. There is plenty of ways to listen to the stream, or I'm sure I can put the old site as a all the history and keep it alive. And yeah, so that will be the case. Now, on the other hand, I would like to call out on Alchemist Ding Dong. Sir, you commented on our No Agenda DNS service, and I call upon yourself that if you would like, and I loved your comments, what you wrote there, and if you'd like to change something, or if you'd like to amend it, or, and I'm overmodulating, huh, that's not good. Okay, how about now? I'll see if I can get this working. And, sir, I would like you to be in charge of that directional project. If you up for it, then you're more than welcome. Contact me, and not just on Scrabble, so let's do something productive. So, Gitmo Slave, this is what we started off with, and apparently I was over-modulating. How do you hear me?
Yeah, you sound a little good. It was okay, except a couple of times there you got
a little over-modulated like that, you know what I'm talking about.
But otherwise it was sounded good to me.
All right, jolly good then. Okay, and if you were listening to us on this Thursday, not the past, but this one, you obviously heard Mr. Lee Brown from the Dirty Boxers podcast. And what I have a feud with him, and I want to use the chat room now, if you allow me, to see if I even stand a chance. Now, I opened him a challenge. Now, Lee Brown, he has this vendetta against the suits in the path to achieve his own agenda with get proximity to Piers
to
Morgan
see if I
and
even stand
whatnot.
The challenge.
Now, I opened
find
him
out
a challenge. Now I set a challenge Lee Brown, and which I'm developing the interface how to deal with it. So, do I have a stand, or even can I win? I'm voting to keep the suits. Suits are great and they're brilliant. And Lee wants to abolish suits altogether. So, if you are pro-suit, give a yay in the chat room. And if you against suit, give nay in the chat room. And then we'll have a look for the show, how it goes, and see if I even have a stand on it. So, yeah. That was that's just a little bit of feedback I would like to get from you guys in the chat. And just don't chat to stuff like that. And I'm calling you Citizen X, Wingload, Lone Squirrel, you guys out there. Come on. Yeah, oh, Roll SK, that's our in-house band, Jasper Avenue. And they all saying yes, 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 yay for suit.
What? They're all... Are you saying...
It's all about...
Are you saying that Lone Squirrel is he really he's in favor of suits?
Well, he I'm for suits as long as I wear no pants. I'd say that's suits. Birth suits, yes. Yes, they are allowed. It's a suit.
Suit
See,
without
Lee,
pants.
Did, he didn't specify what sort of suit or how suit. He completely wants to abolish all of the suits.
Yes, so, he does. He does.
You see?
Pardon.
So suit or no suit, that is the question.
Yes.
Oh, Lone Squirrel says he's a moderate. It's 50%.
And somebody...
somebody wants to know what a suit is. That usually, you know, you could consult the Book of Knowledge for more information on that, but a suit would generally be comprised of trousers, a dress shirt, tie, jacket, possibly a vest under the jacket, perhaps cufflinks on the shirt, dress socks and shoes accordingly. Thus,
it could be a swimsuit, it could be a wetsuit, it could be a dry suit, it could be a jumpsuit.
And we are not talking about a lawsuit. We're not talking lawsuits.
No, we're not talking about lawsuits, no.
So it's these are all good variations of positive things. Good suit. Birthday suit, yes, that, yes. If you are attractive, that could be a possibility. If you are a visual liability, yeah, exactly. Let's just face it. Nobody wants to see man jiggly bits flopping around. Well, maybe.
Well, there's a plenty of mags in the top shelf that pro that, so I wouldn't discriminate. You know, we're not 99%ers here.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. So,
oh, Citizen X is she betrays me. Oh, that's what I feel like. Anyhow,
oh,
thank
she
you
says
guys.
She says she hates clothes requirements anyway. Level the playing field. Nix the suit. So, Citizen X, let me direct a question towards you.
Yes.
What? excuse me again, sorry, really bad sinus day for me. I do try to turn my head and cough. Ding! Citizen X, question for you. You say you're really not into the clothes thing. Would you care to elaborate on that? Are you saying you're more birthday suit than bathing suit? What, Pinky? What are you saying?
Oh, stop doing that.
I can't help it. My nose is stuffy and runny. Oh, you mean...
I'm not saying that. I'm saying about what, Pinky.
Yeah, sorry. That
you
never happened.
Get away with it.
That never happened. We're going to nick that out of this podcast version.
Right, okay. Now, I have a bit of a more technical issue, get more safe, if we're allowed to go back to our original scenario.
Yes, we certainly are.
Back to our original programming. Now, as a lot of people listen to this stream live, and we always record NAPU live on a stream. Now, a lot of people that do shows for No Agenda as a podcast, and it's been broadcasted because they submitted via the Bork or Radio 2 or whatever the project's called now. I call out on all of you out there, brave it up, and if you have ability to record it live, then why not get in contact with the Adam or Gitmo Slave or even myself to set you up with your own live feed and scheduling when you can do the show. The only few requirements are be punctual, so basically to have your time slot and put into the scheduling, pending that the time slot is not taken, and then you'll be all good to go. We will set you up with your own special super duper secret feed that will feed directly into our systems. And we'll patch you in, and it'll be broadcasting live to all the Gitmo nations of this planet.
Yes, and it is.
To think about. And,
it is very cool.
And this is also will be tested on the second stage with Rhino, the soon not to be bearded, I presume.
I guess he hit the nick. Must have been too long.
Yes, it must be, because Rhino, apparently he's doing this a drive to charity or donations to for school. So if Rhino the Bearded can drop the link, we might mention it without slapping it too much.
I'm taking a stab, and I think it's, is it beardornot.me or is it beardedornot.me? Rhino, just drop it in the chat room and we'll say the right one. But
Gitmo Slave, bearded or not that me.
There it is.
So www.beardornot.me. Okay, here's my a question. Now this is we're doing via our PBX.
Yes, we are.
And my biggest question is, how is the quality?
Now, there's likely to be some ground loop noise that's coming from my end because my dog ate the ground loop isolator, so it doesn't work anymore, and I have to get another one. So if you hear a little kind of fuzzy gibberish noise, that's too bad for you. I can't fix that right now. I have to go to Radio Shack. But otherwise, what do you guys think? Feedback in the chat room. What's the quality sound like?
According to them, Genie, I think it's Genie.
Gene-N.
G-E-N-E-N. Gene-N?
Gene, comma, N.
I say, sounds fine. There's no comma.
No, I mean...
I'm confused!
I'm saying to you that the last capital letter is the first initial of his last name.
Oh, I see. So it's Gene N. All right.
Yes.
Now I get it. Now I get it. So, okay. Now the requirements, going back to the nagradio.com, I still haven't got any feedback. So it's okay. You don't have to rush it there. It's not that you're trying to crash the site, which is actually you can't do it because you know that you know on the this podcast that John C. Dvorak sometimes goes to, and I don't think he's there today, so we can actually run the show for quite a long time because unless he's there, nobody listens to it. And J M J A H N. Yes, this is live, so you know that. But if John is not on the other show, nobody's listening. And so we can captivate the audience on this one. But I have this theory that I'm not liked much, so I'll keep my voice brief, short, and not talk too much. But you know how they propagate this site that all you can't crash it because they're onto this super-duper hosting and it's this and that?
Yes.
You know, I failed to... we had attempts of DDoS, of your service, and the ISP where located, this server's located, and just said, okay, well, there's some attacks coming through, and it's all right. I mean, is it a big thing? Is there a lot of servers that actually suffer if there's 1,000 or more people try to go to your website?
Well, I doubt it's actual people. What's that configure bot worm shenanigans out of Ukraine? You know where?
No. I'm not saying that. I'm saying on that podcast when they go and do it live, is they say they name a website, and then they says, "Oh, we crashed the site because so many people went to it."
Yeah,
and
that's
then it comes back.
That's usually well. I mean, I suppose it, theoretically it's possible, but I think you know. A phone could probably provide enough horsepower to run most basic websites without being flooded. I think there's a little truth to that, and I think probably that's a cover story in many cases for, whoopsie, we got some bad code in our app, and it just got found, and now we look stupid, take the site down, fix it real quick, put the site back up, blame being DDoSed or something. I mean, it's not like it's 1993 sure. Now or something.
Well, that's my theory. Our web is so antiquated that people don't do that. Don't check the code or don't check the servers.
Well, I think...
I don't know.
Is that
the consensus or just my strange feeling?
Well, best practices say when you build a public-facing server, after you, you know, finish testing and you actually attach it to the public-facing side, you should have hardened it by removing any unnecessary code running, you know, closing ports, shutting down services, that sort of thing. And, of course, you need proper firewall, intrusion prevention, all of that, blah-de-de-blah. But I think a lot of people are just really quick on the draw. It's probably a lot more risky on the Windows side because out of the box, everything's on. It's, you know, it's like a 45-minute process to lock it down, and then it's still Windows, and you could probably flood a Windows box a lot easier than a Unix box. It's not the hardware. It's the code.
Well, okay. That explains me for the little douche monkey that I am and have these stupid questions. Now, do you know what really flabbergasted me this week?
What is this?
You know that people say the economy is rubbish and that people can't find job and stuff like that?
Yes, that's...
Well, I offered a job. Well, not a job as such, but actually a work, a task, to which I said $1,000 have been allocated, and for the candidate that comes with the best solution for the problem will be awarded that, and then there will be a profit share of the development.
So let me see if I've got this straight. So there's,
you get paid to develop, and then you...
So there's a $1,000...
That's what I'm talking about.
$1,000 cash money... plus a profit share for the developed app. And
yes.
And you've had nobody take you up on it, I take it.
Nobody.
Well, geez, I'm a little baffled.
And now I'm thinking, is that the economy, it's not broken. Is the people's will to work is... Oh, my message is not reaching them, or I'm not communicating correctly.
You know, it's interesting.
Know.
I mean,
I don't know. What am I doing wrong? All I want is a cross-platform, and I mean, same platform, iOS, for iPhone and iPad, an app that have a certain guidelines what I needed to do, and that's it. The creativity is the developer's blessing, plus you have a motivation of $1,000 while you're developing, and when you're done, submit it, and then the profit is shared on equal parts.
So, Rhino in the chat room
is... he's probably not interested, and probably they're thinking, well, if he wants to do that app, and then he has to give us more, but...
Well, why don't you... Rhino's asking, what is the specific task that you're looking for?
The specific task is, I would like to do a new app that will integrate in itself a no-agenda radio, which is our two streams... soon to be three, which is a little bit more info to follow, a news feed that comes from No Agenda News Network feed, constantly being updated, a No Agenda chat, and No Agenda syndicated shows or podcasts that are played on the No Agenda stream, and something like what NoAgendaMix.com and NagRadio.com are all about right now.
But in a
web integration on a mobile device. And I don't want it to be as a web app. I want it to be a genuine Xcode iOS app.
So, strictly Apple.
Yeah. Well, how you do it, it's up to you, of the developer, your tools, your magic. But... yeah. And for Android, I would love to, but I would say to take a step by step.
Yeah, there's been a lot of interest in an Android client for No Agenda networks. However,
well, I tell you what. Whoever comes, I tell you what. Okay. How about this? Whoever comes up with the best solution, a proposition for the app, iOS or Android, the fund will be allocated to. Does that seem to be fair?
So, first one to the dinner table with the app meeting all the requirements gets the prize.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I can say about Android that I've noticed from the media shill factory is, you know, there's like another Android out every 15 minutes. So, I don't know if the code base is common, or if there are different flavors, and that may make it more difficult if it's not a common code base. If it is common, then it should be very easy, because for years now, I've been reliably informed that it has more apps than anything else, and it's just super scrumptious, delicious, lovely, wonderful, blah, blah. I have a Droid tablet, but it's running old Droid software, and I hate it, and it hasn't had electricity flowing through its circuits in ages, but I think the newer stuff, maybe, you know, so, but it's up to you guys, because the challenge has been made. And going back to your point of not getting a response to it, it's interesting, because sometimes we'll call for a volunteer, which by definition means, shut up, slave, give us your time and talent, and we're not going to pay you. We might say nice things about you, probably not. Do your work, you know, and we'll ask for something that somebody has a niche in that they can do, and they say, oh, great, happy to help, and they do it, and it's great. And you're offering to pay, and, it's just a little odd. It's just a little strange.
I mean, the thing is, right, if it was too cheap, for example, that offering not enough, I even haven't had a single indirect inquiry. I mean, I've spoke around with a team based in UK, and they wanted, they're not interested in any profit share and everything else, and that's where the most of the profit would be, but they said that they would develop it, but they want £5,000. And in my eyes, it's a huge exaggeration for initial investment. I mean, I'll bear the initial cost, and the further that, we'll split the profits.
Yeah, five thousand.
Maybe I'm thinking wrong there.
£5,000 is, you know, if you go to market to have a professional, established, registered, tax-paying business with programmers on staff, create a product because so you don't have to. And that might be a fair market price for, a fully staffed, professional, full QA department, you know.
Well, yeah, it is. And what you mentioned is 20% of it is only tax. So that would be 4,000. And then it's not only to the staff, it's to the company owners, and it will be to the shareholders, and then to the coder itself. So by my calculation, the coder itself would get about just about $1,000, if that.
Well, yeah, I mean, a friend of mine that I've known since I was a kid, kind of grew up together, he's a programmer, he owns his own company. And he lives in a town south of me. He owns, operates, and runs a software development company. They're language agnostic, you know, they, whatever, where's the money? You know, where's the business? They generally are B2B, but, you know, they have to keep their lights on. There's expenses in running a business, and so, you know, you hear £5,000, whoa, ah, ooh, yeah, it's, you know, considering what you're getting, you know, really, honestly, on a fair market, that's not a terrible price. But to pay, you know...
No, it's not. But my My point being is that I don't want to support an established business. I want to help out a fellow no agenda nerd, a person that would love to code, and maybe is out of work, or maybe doesn't do it, and maybe something like that. Give it all, you know, some attention. It's basically, it's open source, and the code will be released in a later date. So
I mean, it sounds like a real opportunity.
I can contract someone that a professional currently working and stuff like that. I don't want that, because I think if the professional in the firm will get the same amount of money that I'm willing to pay to individual, then I would rather help an individual in need and keep it within our community than to some corporates that will probably take about $3,000 to themselves and pay $1,000 to a developer, or maybe not even that.
Well, it's taking care of our own. You know, you're saying, hey, I've got something that's valuable that I want created, and I will pay cash money to a human resource of no agenda, you know, if they can put the project together. So, listen, people, there's money on the table. And you need to get in touch with Mr. Oil.
The comments in the chat room from my iDish back in the morning, sir, it's basically, the 5K, even pounds, is cheap. Yes, I know it's cheap. But with that price, you release all ownership and the further proceeds of the app. What I'm offering, it's not only part ownership after development and launching of the product, but thereafter, split of the proceeds from that app. So the flow will not start with initial payment. I mean, I might be forced to hire a professional to do it, and AC Burke, if you are listening to me, please contact me. I know you're a busy dude, but perhaps you can slap me with some ones and zeros.
All right, people.
And I, douchebag, I wouldn't charge more than $1 to his question, how much would I charge? I wouldn't charge more than $1 because I don't see more value for it, and it will incorporate a ton of features. One of them would be the selection of entire library of the podcast that's on the stream on the network, and it will incorporate the chat, it will incorporate the live streams. So you can select, even if you on the low bandwidth, we can incorporate that. It will have some premium features that I'm not liberty to discuss.
You have just been accused of sounding like Doug by DTO1, one of our fellow moderators. I'm sorry, I just saw that
in the morning. This is Doug. No, it's not. This is Mr. Oil, by the way. I'm still alive. I'm still not bought.
That's funny. I guess he had not actually heard your voice on the stream before, he's saying. So,
Do I sound like Doug?
No, I don't think so. But it could, you know, with all the talk in the show today of drones, we might be droning a little bit because we've been neurolinguistic programmed to think of drones by mainstream media. But no, seriously, I think $1 is a great price. I think there's a lot of value. There's a lot of features, and I gather that you know, obviously it's being built with the future in mind, so that, you know, if something changes or needs to be tweaked or whatever, updates can be pushed out non-invasively, no stealing your information, just, hey, look, we moved the server over here and you don't have to do anything, and it just works, so that we can continue to provide the best solution and situation for everybody without constantly bothering people or app jumping or reprogramming things, that sort of thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, Mr. Quadrophenia, I've just been told by Dame Tanya.
Well, see, I've been accused of sounding like Doug, so I thought, well, you know, I'll change a little bit.
Dame Tanya in the morning was saying that I sounded like the Hummer just there, so yes. Wow, yeah. Well, that's good. You know, maybe John's not humming the Sunday Times anymore, so I can fill in as necessary. So what else? Looping back just a bit to talk about Rhino the Bearded's guinea pig stream situation thingy.
Okay.
We were looking at this Friday, wasn't it? Friday evening?
Yes, we were.
I had seen bits and pieces, and I finally sat down with oils and just went screen by screen and got schooled on exactly what does the producer see, you know, because I said, okay, I know what the back end looks like. I help take care of the back end. That's fine and dandy. I can do what I'm doing right now, which is kick Adam off the stream and take it over and say, you know, use my words and blah, blah, blah. But you guys can't. So how can we empower you to have a show and make it to where you don't necessarily need to make substantial investments in equipment that's, you know, where it's really just not necessary? And that's really what this product really helps you do. I mean, you're still going to need a mic. You don't need to go crazy. You know, everybody wants one of those awesome mics that's hanging on the inverted stand with a pop filter, and the mic costs $3,000. You know, come on, man. Pay your house payment. Don't buy the mic. But, you know, essentially the soft, I mean, you could, I guess, if you pre-recorded your show in segments and had clips and things, you could just upload it and put it in auto mode when it's time, and it'll just play it. Or, you know, you can broadcast over it live. It's very, very simple. I mean, I set up a basic test account, and we walked through it, and what would you say? In like less than 5 minutes, I had a stream up,
absolutely.
And I had a couple of smaller podcasts, media minutes that I put on NAN, and I threw a couple of those in there and whatever, and I hit auto mode, and then I fired up Winamp and connected to, you know, the proper address, and bam, there it was. I was like, wow, that's pretty cool. And you know, so we're gonna work with Rhino the possibly not bearded in the very, very near future, and, you know, get him set up so that he can utilize that technology for a show. And we'll get some feedback from him on his thoughts and experiences with that, and, you know, and subtract whatever we need to do to make it a better experience, or if it's good to go, great. And like Oil said, you know, now you have the ability going forward, instead of just record something and throw it in the river, you can do your show, and you can also record it and throw it in the river, so that somebody that wasn't listening live has the opportunity to hear it at another time. But it's best out of both worlds. Very, very cool stuff.
Absolutely. Now, what I wanted to add is the situation with the broadcasting. And I've began my journey now into a development of the hardware solution for these sort of live broadcasts. And what I came up is the iRaspberry, I think it's called, or Raspberry, what was it?
Yeah, it was, it definitely had Raspberry in it.
Raspberry Pi, Raspberry Pi project, and what they have is University of Cambridge project, I believe, and they have developed a computer on the USB stick. Now, a lot of USB sticks have a live boot, basically what it means. You can load your operating system onto the USB stick and then use a laptop or a computer to boot from that OS the way it was. Now, with the Raspberry Pi system, it's a little bit different, and the way it works, it has every single bit integrated on the board, and the preliminary provisional specification stands for a 700 megahertz ARM11 processor, I think about 128 to 256 meg of SD RAM,
which is plentiful. We want OpenGL ES 2.0, supports graphics up to 1080p in the H.264 codec. And it has a USB 2, obviously, to grab power from, or it can be used as from external power source. Also has a SDMMC and a SDIO memory card slot for your memory expansions, and optional integration for two USB hub port and Ethernet controller. Obviously it works on the Linux software, Ubuntu or some other OS in Linux family. At the same time, that computer is expected to cost $25. Now, what we can do with that computer, with that a little dongle, is that if you have it either internet connection to it, we can program those dongles to, as soon as it's powered up and detected a network, it will start broadcasting from the audio device, audio capture, which is USB. A lot of mixers have USB out. Or if you use a computer, you can plug it into your computer, it will detect it as a USB drive, and you can export your sound via that. Bear in mind, it already has, and it's in, you plug in computer to a computer with a USB interface. So all you need to broadcast is to point your sound card to that device, whether it's via USB or analog. And you are broadcasted on your separate channel directly to us. And that's how it can be broadcasted live, no matter where you are, as long as you have internet connection, it will work perfectly, and we can pick it up and put it directly into the stream. Now, if you'd like to find out more on this project going on, it's a raspberrypi.org, which is a raspberrypi.org. And it's amazing. I'll drop the link in the chat room for everybody to see it right now, the specifications of it. And they should release the system and the computer itself to public pretty soon. Last October 7th, they actually selected a winner for the logo, I would say. And I'm expecting them to launch it pretty soon, hopefully within the next couple months, which will lie perfectly with our development of this live broadcasting. So I'm pretty excited. My task was to develop a computer under $50, and $25, it's right there where I want it.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. You know, if you have one of those mixing boards that has the USB out, you could power it with that, and it can take the mains right off that board and broadcast if you're connected to Wi-Fi. So it's pretty cool. It's just cool anyway. Even if you're not broadcasting, there's so many cool things you could do with something like that. It's just awesome. iDouchebag is asking,
oh, yeah,
how come Gitmo Slave sounds so good and Oil sounds like he's drowning? That's because Mr. Oil has put a flanger effect on his voice to be clever. That is why he sounds like he's drowning.
Yes, I did. Now I'm normal. I'm without anything, so there you go.
Gene N saying $3,000 mic, smiley face. I am the proud owner of, let's see, what is this? I'm trying to see. What is this? Well, it's a black microphone.
He has to see it, so that's how cheap it is.
It's some piece of crap mic that one of my kids had in their room, and I have a different one that says the Singing Machine Company Incorporated, which I'm not currently using. Okay, that's my ghetto rig, and you know, I paid $0 for these mics because I just pillaged them from my teenagers' rooms. Why they had them, God only knows. This one's probably from Rock Band or something ridiculous like that. I plugged it in. You can hear my voice. It sounds okay. I said, that pretty much meets my requirements, so there you go. Would I like a better mic? Yes, of course I would. I would love to have the expensive inverted stand hangy down thingy pop filter $3,000 mic, but I'd also like to eat. So until I win the lottery, this is what I'm using. You know, really honestly, I think any Shure mic in the $50 or less range would be more than adequate. But really, you could probably just walk into Radio Shack and buy whatever piece of crap mic they have at $25 or less and sound perfectly adequate. You know, if you've got a board, you generally have some EQing you could do. Depending on your broadcasting software, you can also do some EQing and things to make a mic sound better. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you're talking about...
I'm tweaking right now my mic, and if you still stay in the chat room, it should pop up there pretty soon, and just can click the linky. That'll come up.
Oh, I can't wait that long.
Not send the tweet.
Yeah, I don't see any...
Again.
I'm sorry, there has been a catastrophic error. Thanks for letting us know what happened. Twitter staff. That's brilliant. That's what I got when I clicked refresh. It's a catastrophic...
Yeah, I tried to send it and I got error.
Ladies and gentlemen...
Did it just kill Twitter?
Ladies and gentlemen, it is, in fact, William Shatner who has killed Twitter because he is a tweet douchebag who is sending 9 million tweets. I need to really unfollow him. That's completely inappropriate. And they're all shill tweets. It's so order. What?
I can't send a tweet. What's going on with the Twitter?
It's totally whack. I mean, I've got 4 scroll down pages of...
Oh, there we go.
He's just shilling some album, I guess. William Shatner singing? Are you kidding? Thank you, no.
No. There you go.
Now, let's see.
Post it in the chat room.
Listen, we have to. There's a comment in the chat room that begs attention. IceCave89 says, Callie started with just a cheap mic and tits. You know, hold on here. Let's see what I.
Squirrel!
Give me a squirrel for that one. Okay. Well, yeah, I have a special place in my heart for Callie, and it's stream inappropriate, so we'll leave it at that. You know, private time, that sort of thing. But, yeah, so did you drop the... Is it in the chat room? I can't see with my good eye.
Yes, it is.
The AKG Perception 170 condenser microphone, yes? Is this the one?
Pardon?
No, that's Lone Squirrel.
No.
I don't, apparently, the levels of my mental retardation know no boundaries. And I'm glad to be live sharing my mental illness with all of you. Okay, I finally, my Twitter is working now, and I've clicked on your link, because I want to see your microphone. It makes better showbiz to actually see it. Now, see...
Is that so? You would like to see my microphone? Proposing?
Hey, baby, let me see your microphone, man. You know what I'm talking about?
Talking about proposing, can I ask for a personal favor?
You may.
Oh, by the way, just while we're here, a person in the chat, D-E-R, duh. Is that duh or duh? Never mind. Ask, is the work on that other show? I don't think so. I'm not sure. But I don't think so.
Yeah, usually if he's going to be on, they'll say something towards the end of No Agenda. I didn't catch them say that, but don't hold me to that. So,
no.
What were you going to say, Oils? Or was that it?
I'm looking for a theme, even if it's premium, I'm willing to pay about 60, 70, maybe 80 bucks for it, but it has to include the plugins as well for a wedding website for WordPress.
Marcus Couch, paging so, Marcus Couch. He is the WordPress plugin
Couch.
Guru.
Oh, God damn it, Marcus, we need Marcus. because he's got that site now. Mm-hmm. He's doing the WordPress themes review video ones.
Yes, he is, and he's at Marcus Couch on the Twitter. If you want to, you know, poke him.
I need to page him. I'll poke him.
So, but back to the real news. Looking at your microphone, and I can see that you squarely have an XLR microphone. Congratulations. That means better, people. An XLR mic has got the three-prong connector thingy, and it's a balanced, properly grounded, professional-grade connection. You could still have a crap microphone that supports XLR, but the point is XLR better.
At least that's a good thought.
Now, you also have the awesome invertible, convertible, twistable, contortable microphone stand.
I usually have it other way around, but then the picture would come up really crappy, so I twisted it.
See, now, I was thinking that you were doing the show standing up, but, you know, that's neither here nor there.
I do.
So do I. I do, too.
How did you know that?
Well, because the mic. I'm okay. Standing up, too. It's just that while I'm standing, I'm actually sitting in my chair. I see that you have a pop filter, I think. either that's a pop filter,
yes,
or there is some fecal matter in front of your microphone floating in midair. I'm going to go with pop filter.
Well, sometimes it smells like that, but yeah, it's a pop filter.
Yeah, folks, pop filter stops popping. Just that hurt your ears, I know, but that's what it stops. And but there's a gravy, you know, like a side benefit, and that is it gets rid of ass mic. And what is ass mic? Well, ass mic is how your mic smells after you've talked in it longer than 5 minutes. It's like got magical powers that absorbs your bad breath, adds a little yak ass smell in there, and then when you go to talk on your mic, you can't help but get a blast back of your own rank breath in your face, and it's just sick. So, pop filter, very good, very inexpensive, disposable. Good to have. Now let's look at this picture. You've got the whole control center going on there. That's looking pretty cool with the three visible screens, not counting the other five that you can't see that have things that you wouldn't be allowed to see anyway.
Yeah, you can't see them.
No, I see. I'm guessing that is a SIP phone at dead center.
Yes, it is.
And that SIP phone
is... not only that, it's actually my radio. That's where this stream comes from most of the times. That's also my Skypeosaurus.
Skypeosaurus,
where
yes.
I use my Skype. It's also now I connected to my private PBX that I have in the garage. That has my landline comes in.
You know,
and
actually... Klaatu was saying the other day, just a little thing about the private PBX. You can there's certain brands of routers, and I'll leave it to him if he wants to go on in the chat room about it, where you can actually install the PBX software right on your router. How cool is that?
Oh yeah, you can.
Adam is asking for the link again in the chat room, Oils, if you could. I have that up on a different machine. So I can't really paste it.
Well, my mic?
Yeah, Adam wants to see the picture of your
okay.
setup. I think you should take
it. I just pasted it in.
Cool. So Adam, incoming MMS, I guess. Do you have a wider angle you could take that encompasses the board and everything, or would that give away state secrets? I see some papers there to the right of the phone, which you probably want to redact that from future photos.
Yeah, hold on. Let me go CIA on it.
Hey, in the morning, Adam, by the way. Yeah, I would take a picture, but I have to say I'm most embarrassed. This computer in the studio, the main desktop, was originally designed to be a, quote, floppy bunny ears, as Lee would say, family computer. And so there's little stickers of kittens and puppies and boys No, like my boys, my children, my daughter. By the way,
if you afraid of what the Gitmo Slave is saying right now, it's actually infected by dirty boxes. So it's temporarily, we're trying to cure him from that.
Yes, the shots are helping. Anyway, the screen just, I couldn't, you know, I'd have to, like, Photoshop it and, you know, whatever. If you really want to see what it looks like, basically the core components are on my WordPress site from the Hot Pocket Store.
I think I hid most of the things. Hold on, let me see if I can.
Okay, so you're going to...
Carry on talking, because I'm going to position the mic there.
Folks, this is what we call padding. This is where we got nothing, so we're just flapping our gums. So Oils is going to post another link.
I'll have to turn the CCTV monitor off.
Yes, because some of the content coming through the CCTV is inadvertently not public domain. Oils, we talked about this. You got to train that off of that next door neighbor's upstairs window. But later, we'll talk later about that. Bubbles are popping up here, but to be honest, this is... Okay, that was me reading very quickly three pages of stuff. Okay, so Oils is putting lipstick on a pig there so we can see a picture of his studio. I have explained partially why I won't take a picture of mine. The other reason is... there's a pretend little bucket with... pens and colored pencils and pens with pink fluffy stuff because Mrs. Gitmo has been in here doing things and I don't like to sleep on the couch, so I'm just like, yes, well, nobody sees that, that's fine, you can have that space there, but not picture worthy. Let's see.
Right, okay, I think this might work. If I inadvertently disclose something, then
I douchebag in the chat room saying I gave a plug on the show for the PBX a few weeks ago. Did it help? I don't know because I am a douchebag and I haven't had a chance to listen to that show yet. Thursdays are really hard for me because I'm at work and I'm very busy, so I generally have to wait until it's available for download and listen to it. I try to listen live, but it's really, I'm pulled away from my desk a lot. If the intention was to get people to help us test it, then unfortunately I would say no, unless Oils has a list.
I think what he means by that is propagate the formula, the... Oh, did he say PBX or DNS?
It says PBX.
All right. No, I didn't have any hits from anyone.
But that's okay. I mean, we've got a pretty good crowd. And since you brought it up, I'll just mention briefly that we are we've narrowed the field down to a particular product that we're interested in, and now we are in negotiations with the organization. To license the product, brand the product, so that we can provide it to human resources already set up where maybe it just says, hey, what's the station number and password that the guys gave you? Real easy setup, high quality, etc. And, you know, when we get that product, we will definitely seek some more testing on that because... the end game is we would like for Adam and John to be able to use the PBX for whatever purposes they choose, but additionally they could also use it as a broadcasting platform instead of the Skypes. We just have more tuning to do to make sure that the product is of the quality that it should be. And when we get there, you'll all know it.
No, absolutely. Now, I'm having, again, the same issues with sending this tweet of a better setup.
Yeah,
And I think William Shatner is becoming a little bit of a douche.
I think I think what we need to do is beam him back to the Enterprise. I do not have any sound effects for that, but PC Nerd probably does, so feel free to drop that somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah, I just can't send a tweet. So well, I'll let you know, guys, when it's up, and it will be available. Hopefully soon. If that doesn't work, then I know what I can do. I can use another app that will upload it for me.
You could.
It's an app from yours truly, by the way. Well, I don't know how much she was involved or not. You know, Lisa Petney?
I guess I am a douchebag. I do not.
Mostly Lisa, at Mostly Lisa?
I got nothing.
She's part of a Camera Plus app for iPhone?
Oh, well, I mean, I don't have any Apple products at all, personally, so I don't really follow the crowd. Sorry. Lone Squirrel makes a good point. You could always just drop it in your public Dropbox folder. However, in fairness to Oils, if he turns his Dropbox on, he's going to vanish from the stream.
It will kill me.
So, good call, Mr. Lone SQRL. I will request a number three for
not
you.
Not practical. Not at this stage.
Right now, that would end the show quite nastily.
As we know it.
Hang on. Somebody's PMing me here. What's happening?
Now, okay. Another question I wanted to talk about is here. The scenario of... Hold on. I just had it in my head. Damn it!
It's Shatner, I'm telling you. He's, you could really say, damn it, Jim, and you'd mean it.
I just can't get a break.
Gene, yes, absolutely no Apple whatsoever, other than possibly in the refrigerator of the eating variety.
I'm no Apple whatsoever. All I have is a iMac, Mac Mini,
iPhone, MacBook iPad, iAnal Probe,
iPhone, iPad, iPad 2, iPhone 3GS, iPhone 3G, iPhone 2. Yeah, I've got no Mac.
He does have a netbook though, so in fairness, Windows does work there.
Oh yeah, I've got a netbook. Yes.
Well, we've got a lot of Shatner fans out there. This is awesome. You know, you guys feel free to make some funny sound clips like that we can add to the jingles if you want. That would be because there's moments like this where you know. You just want to hit the jingle button, and I was just looking through my jingles, and they all suck. Rhino the Bearded wants to join us, and we are in a special top secret private conference room, so I'm going to give him the credential information thingies that he needs to get dialed in the back chat room thingy place here.
Okay, and meanwhile... I'm dropping a link to the latest picture that I had to use a third-party app to upload the picture because Twitter's own app suck. The irony there.
Okay, Rhino, if you check your PM messages in your chat client, you'll find the information has been supplied.
Right, the other thing I wanted to chat about with people, here's a small development I figured it out. Now, Adam, as you listening, and perhaps you would say yay or nay for us to continue, it's the project that Gitmo Slave and myself been working into commercializing this stream. Not the No Agenda stream, but the infrastructure behind. Now, our idea is to bring the streaming solution to anybody that wants it and with the highly competitive prices. That means undercutting Primecast.
Ryan.
Undercutting few
Rhino, the bearded. The beardless. I'm sorry.
Is now in the conference.
Yeah, he doesn't re-record himself, you see. As I was saying,
the morning?
Way to monetize it. In the morning, Rhino. I'm just
explaining
to everybody how to, we're planning to monetize a little bit and support No Agenda with, is offer a streaming solution with our services and support No Agenda with the proceeds of it. And thinking that a few people might benefit from us, and it won't be the No Agenda stream itself. It won't even be the No Agenda stream server, because that one has its own special place and nobody's touching that one.
Yeah, Lone Squirrel's got the idea.
No, Lone Squirrel, it's sort
of
like Stop Father.
Stop Father.
But it will.
No, but it'll work, though. That's the difference. No Daddy doesn't work.
Yes, it will work.
Alright. Mr. Moyle?
Yes, sir.
I was going to try to backtrack us a little bit on the conversation.
Hey, Rhino.
If you want to finish what you're talking, I'll wait a second for that.
Rhino, do me a favor and bring your level down about 45%. Could you?
Is that any better?
Well, it sounds like you stepped away from the mic.
Okay, I kind of did.
Yeah, remember, fist your mic, and then give me a level.
It's a USB headset mic, so...
Oh,
it's kind of...
So you qualify automatically to be a live guest on Lee's show, so keep that in mind. Inside joke.
That works.
Listen to the show if you want to get it. Give me a level again.
All right, check 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yes. Actually, in iDoucheback, I need to do that.
I can hear you better. It's a little tinny, but if the chat room's okay with it, I'm okay with it. And briefly, Alchemist has come to the Keys Oils if you wanted to just mention something in the chat room.
Yes, Alchemist, in the morning, sir, early in the show, I was saying that regarding your comment posted in the development section, and you know what you were talking about, the DNS project? Sometime a few months back, about June. Well, we haven't forgot about you. And...
Oils.
I commented on you, and if you would like to take that project into the next stage...
Oils.
Then you're more than welcome.
He's not listening.
I would love you if you can take reins on that.
He's not listening. He's just in the chat room.
Oh, is he not?
Sorry.
He stopped by to say hello in chat. You gotta do that sometimes.
And I just made all that speech for him.
Well, you're good at making speeches, Mr. Oil. It works out well. Hopefully he can download back end and find it.
I have a personal announcement to anybody that cares.
What's that?
I'm getting married.
Congratulations. In stereo.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it will be in January. I'll keep the date to myself because there's no need to know. But
we're not invited.
Yeah.
Hop on a plane.
It's not that you're not invited. Everybody's invited. I think there's going to be a webcast of it if I get away with it. But the problem is that the place where we wanted to get married only holds just over 70 people.
Ooh, all right.
So,
I understand.
We love that place. I mean, we can choose a bigger place, but it's, you know, where your heart lays in. So it's only just, I would say, relatives and my best man and a couple more. That's it.
All right, that'll be very nice. I will say it's fun to get to do the roast of someone at a wedding. It's always an interesting challenge to see how bad you can embarrass somebody in front of the family.
Yeah, you see, that's why everybody that's coming in, they will be security screened and psychologically profiled.
That's a smart thing to do.
I think so. Just in case if there's one wacko.
Yes, but wouldn't that mean you wouldn't be allowed in?
Ding.
Yeah, I'll be the one that's scanning it, so I'm the biggest hypocrite hit there is, so I wouldn't worry about it.
He can't clear his own security, so that gives him an out in case he gets cold feet. I tried to get there. My own security wouldn't let me in. I'm really sorry.
Yes.
No, but I just wanted to let everybody know, so, yeah.
Yeah, alright.
Now, back to what's mattered.
Alright, what's that?
Rhino. What the devil am I hearing the news about you doing something redonkulous?
Basically, I started to run a fundraiser, then I got completely swamped by school and work, like schedules changing and everything. But basically, I put up my beard on the line to raise money for this semester's tuition. And unfortunately, in real life, people have conspired and they want me to shave my beard. So I have two pots. One I get to keep the beard, one I have to shave the beard.
Nothing.
And right now it's $441 for me to shave the beard versus $70 to let me keep it. And the deadline is to tomorrow. So I will probably be beardless by the end of the week, and I'm sad about that.
People, you can stop the madness. If somebody would take a picture of Rhino and do a little Photoshop touch to demonstrate what he would look like without a beard and circulate that, I think
if you think he looks like a terrorist now, Photoshop the beard out, and he's definitely no-fly list, I'm telling you.
Oh, I know. Well, I'm going to see. Actually, I have a... let me find one, and I'll take a picture of a picture, and I'll tweet it from probably one of the last times I didn't have a beard when I was like 20, from like 15 years ago.
No, that doesn't count.
That doesn't count.
That doesn't count. It's more than a decade old. You could have undergone plastic surgery and had your face altered, and the beard could be hiding scars. I mean, there's no telling what's going on here. I mean.
Yeah, but I don't have any pictures of me beardless from the last decade.
It's not needed. All somebody has to do is take your twit pic, and they can take a piece of flesh sample, not literally, obviously, with Photoshop from somewhere on your face, and they can use it as an eraser to erase the beard and replace it with your skin, and then just apply a scatter pattern to the color palette based on the rest of your face to blend the skin tone out, and voila, there'll be a beardless you.
But that wouldn't get the chin line exactly right, would it? That would be the tricky part.
Well, it would be.
Technical, Rhino. Now you're being picky.
No, it's a fair question, though, but see, the thing is, what we can do is we can ask our very good, close, and personal friends that love us, that know what's best for us at the government, who probably have, you know, your entire DNA profile and could clone you as needed. And we can get the mathematical equations that fill out the chin line. And have you been on an airplane recently, for example?
No, I have not.
Have you been outdoors? Have you been outdoors? Okay, so your face is on file.
I'm still worried about being on the no-fly list from Adam's picture of me with my Rubens tube.
Well, you realize, of course, that
watching you.
They know that with that technology, you can use fire to simulate musical equalization, and that is terrifying to the citizens of the United States.
Making fire?
Yeah.
And that's not good.
Hold on. I am actually, this one is a picture, but I'm actually sending it out on the tweeters right now. That's going to be bad. Yes, I do bag. It does look like I'm going to have to shave it. So I'm hoping beyond hopes that something happens and it changes. But there's no guarantee.
Hey, this just in, Oil's Better Picture tweet has come through as well. I don't see Rhino's quite yet, but it's just open.
Yeah, already posted it in the chat room, by the way.
Yeah, but see, I'm broadcasting on that machine, and if I open Windows, bad things happen, so... Whoa! Hey, wait a minute. Do you have magic wallpaper that changes colors? Because in the other picture, I want to say that it was more of an orangey wallpaper, and now it's green. What?
No, that's the same wallpaper.
No, the pattern is the same. I do not disagree. But I promise that if you look at the other picture, it wasn't
temperature
green.
Controlled.
Temperature-controlled wallpaper.
The warmer the room gets, the greener it gets.
Are you serious?
Nice.
It's a relaxation thing that the hotter it gets, the neutral colors need to stand out more to neutralize that heat.
Or another possibility is that you have multiple studios and you forgot that little detail because of all the secret CCTV.
No, actually, no. All jokes apart, it's the same wallpaper. It's not changing colors. It's probably just the light.
Cool.
Now, looks like it was trying to load on there, but it's not showing up on my computer. This is an older one.
It's not changing to mood. It's just normal, crappy wallpaper that I'm actually not allowed to change.
A wise man to just let that one go.
Yes. Now, don't laugh too much about that picture.
So that SIP phone there, is that the... for Pete's sake. That's the one that I was hacking inside.
That is a definite Derek.
I'm so lost now. Is that like Brit slang for something, or...?
No, don't worry. It's okay. Let's just let it slide. What were you talking about?
A Derek. I'll ask Lee. I will find out. I know other British people.
The phone on the background, you see it. It's a Grandstream GXV3140.
That's the sexy one with the video camera and all of the Skypages and all that.
Yes.
And... I don't see any black duct tape over the camera. I think John will be a little disappointed, I have to tell you.
Actually, the camera can be manually turned off. It slides under the hood. And,
really?
Well, let me see if I can take a picture of it so you can see what it actually shows. Oh, we're taking too many pictures today, guys.
So look at that. Look at that suspension system on the microphone. I mean, look, that is the touring package with the torsion bars and sway control, which stops the vibrations from affecting the sound of the microphone. Whereas I just have some cheap stoner band mic stand boom thingy that flops down and I have to have a jerry rig to hold it up. Because I have ghetto rig. I am a ghetto mo slave, do you know?
Well, see, that is why I like using the USB mic, is I can sit there and move. But it doesn't give you the opportunities to move away and closer and everything like that.
That definitely, that's a limitation. It could be a benefit. If they'd put a quality mic inside it, it would be awesome, because then you would be able to just know where to put it and always have a great sound. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Your picture has just come through my tweeter now, so I'm going to open in a new window, see if the inner tubes crash here.
Hopefully they do not. It's a good picture.
Okay, you look.
It's my high school.
You look like you're 7 years old in this picture.
I was 18.
You actually failed to notice something.
Well, he left his flash on when he took a picture of the picture. Or...
No, on the picture that I sent...
Oh, I still have that. Hold on. Let me...
What are we missing in there? I see the iPad sitting there, or something Apple sitting there in the middle of the desk.
Everything in that room
is
Apple.
That's my MacBook Pro.
Okay.
I see the Windows machine running in the background.
There's you've
yeah, that's the monitor. That's not even its integration of Windows. Don't worry about that one.
Okay, so things I would say that I notice is that you've intentionally blurred the contents of your desk and turned one of the screens off and blurred the contents of the other out.
That's the one.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of it.
That was some quick Photoshop work there.
Which is why I was saying, a couple of minutes with Photoshop, and we can unbeard you whether you win or lose that contest. It might be fun
anyway.
Yes,
but I won't be able to feel the wind blowing through it. Did you see that little video I posted? It's one of those things. I got off the four-wheeler ride, and as you move your head back and forth, the beard will actually whip with the wind. And when I got off, it was like all blown up and just straight out. It was pretty crazy.
You know, it's, I don't know, this could go either way, people, and apparently it's in your corner, so y'all have to decide what you're going to do about Rhino's beard.
Apparently I have a bad feeling it will be gone, and I will do my best to take video of it and stream it, of the shaving, and you'll probably see me crying as I do that, too.
Yeah, I
look older than 12 in that picture.
Well, I said 7, so she's giving you credit.
Yeah, that's true. Actually, I will say,
what I wanted to talk about before we get sidetracked, and as we all know, this is still a what's that show called? Oh yeah, Napu.
Oh yes. Which reminds me. Real quick before you go on, Mr. Oil,
yes.
If everybody has good suggestions of mics that are USB powered, that are simple, cheap, easy ones for me to use, drop them in the chat room real quick and I'll look through them, because iDouchebag is offering to try to help me out to get a new mic, and I know you all would love to hear me sound better and not use this crappy mic.
However, you still have to wear the
Absolutely.
Funny mask. What is that called again, those wrestler masks?
The wrestling mask.
Yeah, but it's a
Lucha Libre.
Yeah, not Nucho Libre mask, something like that. Yeah, you still got to wear that though, even if you get a new mic.
Yes, well, of course I will. I will never give that mask up. That was actually a present from my brother at his last wedding, his third wedding, for being his best man. He got me and my other brother matching wrestling masks. I wear them often.
All right, so Mr.
Okay.
Oil, you were pulling us back from the bowels of wherever we were, back into Napu.
Yeah, back into the reality of the show, which is Napu. No Agenda produces update and what's happening, what's not happening, and so on and so forth. Now, I have been working on the new integration of a web analysis for No Agenda, and we're using PWIC technology for that. And PWIC technology is rather open source, and if you'd like to check it out, go to pwic.org, which is a PWIC.org, and I'm quite impressed. I'm actually really, really impressed. It's open source and it's alternative to Google Analytics, and we are one of the privileged people to be one batch of 150,000 websites to start it off, and then now they're in public, and the analytics of it is tremendous. And I gave Gitmo Slave access to our analytics page.
He did.
And so far, I can basically, to compare to Google Analytics, to all of you web designers and sysadmins use it, you'll probably notice that Google Analytics doesn't give you live stats, where this system we're using now is a live stat, and the formula of us of trying to use as much as open source technology as possible is what we do. And that's what I'm trying to achieve now. You can, like in Google Analytics, you can set multiple sites on it, and the it lives on your server, so you ultimately control the stats and everything that's on it. You can load your dashboards as a widget. It'll tell you what visits in real time. For example, right now I can say for the past 30 minutes what's been going on for past 24 hours. Which sites is loaded, where people coming from geographically, which browsers, where they came from, which keywords did they use for the search engines, the server time spent on your site, and more and more and more.
It's the drag and drop, right?
Yeah, it is. It's drag and drop. It's easy to use. It was fairly easy to install as well, and it has a bunch of APIs, which is a quite interesting tool. Now, the APIs, it can be used for quite a lot of things. And one of the things that I will be using the API for is to generate a PDF report and to give direct access for people that need to know. And basically, one of them is Adam, John. For the sites that we have accounts with PeeWeek, and whoever would like to host their site analytics with us, we can hook you up, give you a code, and you can try it out. I mean, if you have, right now I'd like to limit to just no agenda domains, so if you're just out of interest, would like to see what amount of traffic comes from your domains that forward to noagendashow.com, give us a shout, we'll give you a little bit of code. It's not intrusive, and it can be worked straight away. Now, one thing that I have to say, we are not shilling the data. So whatever stats and analytics comes through, it's hosted on our server. It's not hosted on anywhere in the cloud or any other third party. It's entirely on our servers. It lives there, and it works absolutely fantastic. I haven't had a single problem with it, and I actually haven't looked at the Google Analytics for a while now.
Yeah, I like it a lot better. So, I mean, having yeah, seen both, it's really cool, and like you said, live information is always better than waiting till tomorrow to see how you did yesterday.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you have other solutions that can track and better stuff like that. A lot of them you need to pay for, and this is a true open source project, and I see it working really, really well. So tracking everything, it gives you an opportunity, but a lot of people block, like for example, like myself, I use Ghostly to block some of the traffic. And one of them a block, and I'm so sorry for people that use analytics codes, but I block Google Analytics, Google AdSense, and all that stuff. That's my personal choice, and that's what I do. Now, because that analytics lives on my servers, it doesn't get blocked. Simple as.
Mr. Oil, I wanted to kind of do a break back to something before. You were saying on the software, the app challenge you were wanting to do, you were wanting it to be open sourceable. But that was one question I was having.
Well, first of all, what I will...
Go ahead.
Well, the way I see it is, first of all, the code will be released. And the release of the code will be with the consent of two other parties. One, with the Adam's consent, because part of that project will be his. And part of the developer. Now, if everybody agrees that they at some stage, for example, when the version is updated, then we release to the community where you can check the code. And the reason people ask why I'm going to do that, commercial suicide on the other side, I hear. Now, it is to improve the app. Now, if you have just one developer that's doing it, it's great. But you have a community that can benefit from the code that you invested in. For the community, I feel it's just reasonable enough to warrant a open source, a separate side of it. If people can submit an update or something that improves the app, that it will be available, we can fix it, and we can make it better. Look at, for example, Linux Project. Everybody said, oh, it's going to fail.
Well, I definitely think that's a great part of it, and I agree with that being open source for that reason. But my only question is, on iOS, can you have open source software? Or is it something that Apple says, if it's developed open source? I guess my question is, for iOS, are the tools available something that you can create open source software with? Or is there licensing set in a way that it's locked?
With the... Yeah, no, the codes, the APIs are there for developers. So if you want to work on it, you need to get a developer account, which costs, I think, $99 still. I renewed it in the summer, so I don't remember how much it costs, and I'm not allowed to talk about it. And the part of where you do the code, what your work is, that's up to you what you want to do with it.
All right. Well, I agree. I think it's better to have the software be open source.
Part of the code, of course, it will not be released as the open source because, A, it's already available to the developer as a part of the package, but the part that you proprietary done, yes, absolutely. I think is the way to do it, and yes, we'll make the app commercial. It will cost probably about 99 cents on the U.S. marketplace, and when the first version is outdated, we'll release that version when they release the 1.1 or 1.2. So the previous versions will be available as open source, and so on and so forth. And at that time, it will be rolling project, and people can submit, and everybody can benefit from that, of course.
Well, one thing I'm thinking, one reason I'm interested in it, and I don't have time to do it, but I'm going to try to somehow make it happen. With the classes I'm taking at school, a lot of it does focus on a lot of this development aspects of doing this and bringing a project like this to light. It's where I think it'd be something cool to actually be able to build a resume with. Also, I've got really smart kids that I go to school with that I could get to help me and actually make it as a group project to begin with and give them some real-world experience, too. And the one reason I keep thinking Android is nobody has a bat signal for Android yet.
Well, like I said, what I need... Here's the thing. I'm not going to say somebody comes to me and says, yeah, I'm going to do it. And I said, okay, what are you going to do it? How are you going to do it? I mean, you don't need to give me the code and everything like that. I'll give you the guidelines. And the person will come up, well, this is what I'm going to do, this is how this, and this is how that. Then once the app is submitted for review to us, obviously you can share the code without putting in the app store, I will have a look. Yes, it's good, you can have it copyrighted or whatever. We can put in the money in escrow if there's no trust, but I openly said it, the candidate, the app will be reviewed not by just myself but by other people that will be released to the applicants who will be reviewing, so it's not just going to be my biased opinion where I'm parting with the money, but it'll be available to other people to comment, and if all of us agree on the app that we'll be developing, then that's the fund we're going to go to.
Alright, so gents, we're gonna start wrapping up, so any final points?
My only question is just one little thought for Mr. Well. If he could put that up on a web page somewhere where I can get access and actually point the
kids.
On this project, that would really be helpful for me.
Oh, absolutely, yes. I will get onto that, one of my to-do lists. But I would like to recap what we did cover today. One of them is nagradio.com live. All the updates available, the site is under development by the community, so if you have a creative, productive comment, please submit to us under Contact Us. And if you'd like to help with that project, again, nagradio.com, nagradio.com, and give us a hand. A lot of graphic works needs for that site. My primary, right now, I need a banner for it. So have a look how it looks, and if you would like to participate, give us a shout, and we'll get on with you. Secondary, we
offering stats, analytics, if you want to contact us. And if I forget anything else, oh well, what the hell, it has been a long day, it's nearly 20 past 9 in the evening. I'm Mr. Oil, thanks for listening.
Alright, I'm Rhino the Bearded. You can check out all my shows at itm.in/rtv. I'm up to episode 25 on One Day in Gitmo Nation, and that's it for me.
Alrighty, and I have been and always shall be Gitmo Slave. Live long and prosper, human resources. And at some point we'll get this posted on the No Agenda News Network for those of you who want to listen during private time. So,
interruption. Also, this show will be now as a part of the package of nagradio.com. Don't forget it. All the shows that you can hear it on the stream possibly will be there.
Awesome. All right, so get yourselves over to nagradio.com, check it out, use the feedback option, and have a great Sunday, everybody.
One last thing. Thank you, I douchebag. All right, and I'm done.
All right, in the morning to you.
In the morning, all.
You're listening to NoAgendaStream.com. All talk, no commercials, no agenda.